ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text 18. Drumeshu Ramshan Suta. दारवत्सलः व्यवायधीनः व्यवसः स्वबन्धुने क्वचित् प्रमादात् गिरिकन्दरे पतन् वल्लीं गृहीत्वा गचभीतः आस्तितः। द्रुमेषु रंशन् सुतदारवत्सलो द्रुमेषु रंशन् सुतदारवत्सलो व्यवायदीनो विवस स्वबन्धुने व्यवाय दीनो व्यवस स्वबन्धुने क्वचित् प्रमादात् गिरिकन्दरे पतन् क्वचित् प्रमादात् गिरिकन्दरे पतन् वल्लीं गृहीत्वा गजभीतः स्थितः वल्लीं गृहीत्वा गजभीतः स्थितः। द्रुमेषु रंशन् सुतदारवत्सलो व्यवाय दीनो विवस स्वबन्धुने क्वचित् प्रमादात् गिरिकन्दरे पतन् वल्लीं गृहीत्वा गजभीतः स्थितः। द्रुमेषु रंशन् सुतदारवत्सलो व्यवाय दीनो विवस स्वबन्धने क्वचित् प्रमादात् गिरिकन्दरे पतन् वल्लीं गृहीत्वा गजभीतः स्थितः। द्रुमेषु रंशन्
सुतदारवत्सलो
माताजी वट वर मीनिंग द्रुमेशु इन द ट्रीज और इन हाउसेस स्टैंडिंग लाइक ट्रीज इन विच मंकीज जंप फ्रॉम वन ब्रांच टू अनदर रमशन एंजॉयिंग सुतधार वत्सल बीइंग अटैच्ड टू द चिल्ड्रन एंड वाइफ व्यवाय दीन हु इज पुअर हार्टेड बिकॉज ऑफ एक्टिंग ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ सेक्स डिजायर विवसय अनेबल टू गिव अप स्वबंधने इन बॉन्डेज टू द रिएक्शंस ऑफ वन्स ओन एक्टिविटीज क्वचित समटाइम्स प्रमादात फ्रॉम फियर ऑफ इमिनेंट डेथ गिरिकंदरे इन अ केव इन अ माउंटेन पतन फॉलिंग डाउन वल्लीम द ब्रांचेस ऑफ अ क्रीपर गृहीत्वा कैप्चरिंग गजभीतः being afraid of the elephant of death astitah remains in that position translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada translation when the living entity becomes exactly like a monkey jumping from one branch to another He remains in the tree of household life without any profit but sex. Thus, he is kicked by his wife just like he has. Unable to gain release, he remains helplessly in that position. Sometimes he falls victim to an incurable disease, which is like falling into a mountain cave. He becomes afraid of death. Which is like the elephant in the back of that cave and he remains stranded grasping at the twigs and branches of a creeper purported by his divine grace the precarious condition of a householder's life is described herein a householder's life is full of misery and the only attraction is sex with the wife who kicks him during sexual intercourse just as the she has does her mate due to continuous sex life he falls victim to many incurable diseases at that time being afraid of death which is like an elephant he remains hanging from the twigs and branches of the tree just like a monkey
shri shiradharas vihari ji ki सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की शिशु गौर निताय की ओम अज्ञानत्य मरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनसलाकया साक्षिरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
इन दिस सेक्शन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम जड भरत इज कंटिन्यूइंग टू स्पीक टू महाराज Rahugana. In this chapter, it describes about how the material life is like wild forest, life in a wild forest. It's an allegory. Is comparing the forest to the material world, and the soul, the living entity, to a merchant. A merchant goes to the forest to collect some valuables, because common man doesn't go into the forest, the wild forest. If somebody goes into forest, any wild animal may attack. It's the inhabiting place of animals. Human beings live in the city, comfortable city, like Bombay. If suppose somebody says, no, no, you'll have to go to Talasari, it becomes, hey, wait a minute, how can I go to Talasari? I'm happy in Bombay, no, Talasari is like, what will I get there? I don't know. But Talasari is not actually a forest, it's a farm. What to speak of a forest? At least in the farm, there are cows, you know, where they can give milk. You can have some paneer sabji and organic food, which people pay much more in the city, where you can naturally get there. So everything is there as good. But think about forest. In the forest means, you don't have any security. Anytime, you know, any animal may attack you. You may just walk into the forest and some snake may bite you. You may just go to some place, a carnivore can attack any time. You know? Somebody who goes to forest has to be protected himself nicely, or he has to be fearless. Fearlessness is a characteristic of a sadhu. Somebody is a sadhu, he has to be fearless also. Because in the ancient time, the sadhus used to go to the forest to meditate, because this city is not the place for spiritual progress. Go to the forest. Because in the city, there are so many kinds of attraction, and people keep bothering you. You go to a secluded place, nobody bothers you, just meditate. So when you are meditating, you should be meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not about the wild animals. If you sit and meditate, hey, when the tiger will come and attack me, then you'll become tiger conscious. That's a question of Krishna conscious. You meditate like, sit in the meditation and be like a statue. I can assure you that no tiger will come and attack you. Tiger attacks which is moving, If you are not moving, it won't attack you. It is not going and attacking them. You keep some statues in the forest, You'll never find a tiger will come and attack that. So if you are like a statue in meditation, samadhi, then there is no question of a tiger or a lion or any other animal coming and attacking. So somebody who is a fearless only can meditate absolutely on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this living entity here is compared to a merchant. He is not a sadhu. Sadhu is going to meditate. No, the merchant, what he does, he tries to collect some valuables from the forest, the living entity. Some nice fruits, some, if the elephant is dead, he doesn't have to go and hunt. If the elephant is dead, he can take some tusk, deer skin, tiger skin also, you don't have to hunt. They die naturally, then this is called ahimsa skin. You can find some sadhus are sitting on deer skin and tiger skin. Not that they go for hunting and then bring the skin. That is himsa. Naturally that you can use. Even mridanga is also skin, leather of the cow. But you are not supposed to kill the cow and take. But when naturally dies, you make mridanga, it's called ahimsa mridanga. Not by killing the cow. Naturally dead he can use. So the merchant goes to collect these valuable things, because common man doesn't go inside. So he brings those things to the city and sells them. Hey, wait a minute, see this tiger skin, deer skin, tusk, elephant tusk, this, that, all those things. People pay money and buy. So, here, Jadabharata is explaining, when the merchant is in the wild forest, there is always a risk. But if he doesn't know about what are the risks, then he'll be finished. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to give a story of a prudence of a woodcutter. Once, there was a woodcutter, goes to the forest to collect wood, you know, dry wood you bring, you can sell wood also, wood is also, you can sell. If you find a sandal wood, then it will be more valuable. The woodcutter wanted to go to Sundarban forest. Sundarban forest is, in West Bengal. It's wild forest wherein there are lot of tigers. Sundarban tiger, Bengal tigers they call it. So he said that I am going to Sundarban forest, I am going to cut wood and bring. Then people, elderly people told him, okay, you are going, not a problem, but you be fully equipped. Suppose there are some wild animals attacking, you should have proper instruments. You should have some axe and a sword and things like that. Then they will run away. Said, what? I'll have to carry weapon from here? What is this? In Sundarban there are so many trees and branches, I will make those things a weapon. I am not going to be a fool who is carrying coal to a coal field. If you are going to a coal field, there are going to be a lot of coal there. You don't have to carry coal inside the coal field. So in the Sundarban there are so many trees, what? I will make weapon out of that. I don't have to carry weapon. Said, no. Think twice before the day. I am very intelligent. So he went inside the forest and he was trying to cut the wood, and people are waiting when he'll bring the wood so that they can buy from him. But then what happened was, a tiger started making prayers, Mahaprasade Govinde. He didn't know about it. He was finished. When he was trying to take a branch to hit the tiger, he already finished. What is the speed with which you can break a branch? Tiger is ready to jump at you. Finished. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if somebody thinks that by his own intelligence he can protect himself from the attack of his material world, he'll be finished. By means of processes, karma, jnana, dhyana, philosophical speculation, etc., etc., by means of which if one thinks that he can save himself, he'll be finished. Exactly like the prudence of the woodcutter. He's finished. But if one is equipped with protection at the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees, then he doesn't have to worry. Then he is completely protected from all these wild animals, wherein Jadabharat says that in the forest there are jackals and wolves and lions. He is comparing these to their family members. Sometimes, wait a minute, my family members are wolves and lions, what is this? That is what Jadabharat is saying. Fully realized soul. If we try to understand that, it becomes like, because we are not used to that, he's from talking from a higher platform of life. Self-realized platform. From that platform it looks like that. So for seeing such entities in this way, you'll have to be above that platform. From the same platform you can't visualize that. If you have to see something on the ground level, you have to go to the first floor, second floor, Remaining on the ground level, you can't see the ground realities. Jackals and wolves and lions. Plunderers. Sometimes in the forest, there are thieves, plunderers. They are waiting. Some people will collect all the valuables. And sometimes from one town to another town, somebody goes. They may be going for a marriage party. They may be wearing all the jewels and things like that. Plunderers are waiting. Who will come? Plunder. Easy job. You become rich within no time. You don't have to work hard. You have to use your muscle power. Plunderers. Six senses including the mind. Manashashthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. So five senses on the mind are compared to the plunderers of the wealth of the merchant soul in the forest of the material existence. So there are some black holes. This is not black hole in the sky. It's a black hole in the ground. Maybe some old well and you don't know and you just fall into the well. Nobody is in the vicinity. You can keep shouting, "Oh, save me." Nobody is there to listen to you. Hittvatmapatam graham andakupam andakupam. Deep dark well in the forest. Once you are fallen there, you can never be able to come out together. Nobody will help you also. How to come out? Vanam gato yatarim ashitara. You have to go to far. I am already in the forest. I fell down. So you have to be saved by the spiritual master. Suppose spiritual master comes and says, "Arey, why you are fallen down? Shall I come up?" And then take the process. Don't come to the city. Again stay in the forest. But your perspective you have to change. Previously your perspective to collect all the things like a merchant. Then you have to come above the level of merchant to the unallotted devotee of the Lord. Going to the forest is not a dangerous thing actually. If you find, a sadhu actually goes to the forest. In the forest one could be like a murgari. Murgari, he was another extreme. Not only he was collecting the valuables naturally, but he was killing them, not even killing them, off killing them. Murgari. He was hunting, he was an hunter. Off killing the animals. Seeing them suffer, he was getting pleasure. Para dukkha sukhi. Somebody gets pleasure in somebody else's pain, para dukkha sukhi, he becomes very happy. Oh, very nice, that person is suffering. He was off killing the animals like that, extreme, sinful. He was also in the forest. But he was fortunate enough to have the association of Narada Muni so that he can transform his world view. Killing the animals to not even killing an ant on the path. Complete transformation. That can happen only by association of a person like Narada Muni. He didn't leave the forest. He was in the forest only. But his world view has changed. The view about what is to be done, what is not to be done has completely changed. So, Dhruva Maharaj also went to the forest. He didn't go as a merchant actually. But he also had an association of Narada Muni. You can see everywhere Narada Muni playing the trick. So even before entering in the forest, he was already advised what he has to do. So he was not like a trader, a merchant, trying to find out some valuable so that he can make a livelihood out of that. He is fully, determined to find the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Succeeded. That is the success in life. So, in this way, the living entity who is in the forest of material existence can only be saved by the association of a pure devotee, not otherwise. Otherwise, here our Jadabharat is explaining how he is actually influenced by the three modes of material nature, pursuing dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Now, what to speak of adharma? Adharma is not even in the list. Murgari is adharmi. Not even in the list. Sinful. Even if somebody is performing activities in pursuit of Vedic principles, dharma, four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, even that is not good enough. Even that is not good enough. So, Jadabharat goes to explain how the living entity who is completely busy with the material pursuit. He is like a monkey jumping from branch to branch. He is comparing here to a monkey, Jadabharata. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also makes a comparison to the material existence to a parvata tree. Urdvamulam madasakam. A tree which has roots going upward and branch coming downward. If you go and see a tree, the branch is going upward, root is even now you don't see, they are going downwards. This is a ulta tree. Perverted. So this tree is, according to Bhagavad Gita, is just the reflection. It's not real tree. It's a reflection of the original tree. Original tree is in the spiritual world, that is real. Here, nakli. Reflection. That is why the real tree, the root is going down, branches are going up. Reflection of that, suppose you go to a pond in a village. Village side you go, there's a pond. It's full of water. On the other side of the pond, if there is a tree, the reflection of the tree will be reverse. Mirror reflection. Reverse. So, this tree has got so many branches. The Vedas, Upanishads, and so many attractive things, twigs, fruits, so many things. The living entity, so Bhagavad Gita compares the entire forest to one tree only. It's expansion of the many trees, that is also material world only. So Lord Krishna makes the comparison there to the banyan tree, reflection of the banyan tree. So many branches, so many things. A living entity, sometimes one branch, sometimes you think that branch is good, jumping from one branch to another like a monkey. Monkey is a classical example of, you know, impatient. You will never find a monkey very peacefully sitting and doing some chanting or meditation. Mind is like monkey, because you will never find a monkey very calm and cool. No, he is jumping, he will go here, then he will go and shake a branch, then he will come down and do something, take this, put there, something or other he has to do. The living entity is compared to a monkey by Jadabharata. He has to do something, you know, he can't be. A devotee means he doesn't have to be very passionate. He has to be very careful that he engages himself in Krishna consciousness. And the final goal is to make the mind peaceful. Consciousness purified. This is the goal. If this goal is not achieved, any damn thing you can do is not going to help you towards the purpose in life. So, it is like a monkey and he is jumping from branch to branch and remains in the household life without any profit but sex. Only benefit he gets is pleasure in enjoying the opposite sex. Monkeys do that, monkeys. Without restriction, they have a lot of pleasure of that category. So, it is not coming without a price. The price he has to pay for enjoying the opposite sex is being kicked on the face like the she ass kicks the he ass which approaches for sexual pleasure. Every living entity there is sexual pleasure. Here, Jadabharata is comparing the ass. It could have said something else, dog or cat, every living entity. Importance of comparing with the ass is that the ass is the one which suffers the most during the sexual relation with the partner. Because when the he ass approaches the she ass actually kicks the he ass without any mercy on the face. He says, no, no problem, I will take this. No problem. After what? After the whole day of hard work of carrying the heavy load of the dobi. The ass is a classical animal of foolishness. What happened? Morning he gets up, the dobi puts the heavy load of the cloth on his back and he takes him to the dobi ghat outside the village. The ghat, then he takes the cloth and he says, okay, you take some grass. Grass is there on the banks of the river or pond, whatever, some grass. He allows him to eat. He thinks, well, so nice, my master has allowed me to eat grass, as if he cultivated that. He's not even his friend. Just go and eat, allowing him to eat. He keeps eating here and there, and evening by evening, the dobi, washes the cloth and dries it up and puts again back on the same ass, donkey. Then he is carrying very nicely. Ah, now I have eaten. My master has given me grass. Then he comes back home and he takes the load and again he gives some grass on the chalo cow. Oh, very nice. I got the grass. Grass is available anywhere, it's God's creation, Nobody is cultivating grass anywhere. If Krishna is cultivating in his field of the material world, and the donkey, after eating, then he approaches the she-ass and gets the kick on the face, mercilessly. And he suffers. And then again in the morning gets up, again carrying the load. For this little sexual pleasure, he is ready to undergo the pain of getting kicks on the face by the she-ass and carrying the load all day. This is ass mentality. So, Jadabharata is telling, and the living entity who is attracted for this little pleasure and undergoes so many pains in this material world, like kicks on the face. Material world is giving slap every now and then, no problem. My pleasure is waiting for me. That is a typical conditioned soul. And he is not able to gain release from this because he is so much absorbed that in this pleasure, sometimes he gets incurable diseases, Jadabharata says. Overindulgence in sexual pleasure, people get so many varieties of diseases. HIV, this one, that one, sexually transmitted diseases, uncontrolled sense gratification. So when he is undergoing such kind of diseases, then they are incurable. See, already Bhagavatam has said, now incurable diseases, we are inventing new diseases. There is no medicine for it. Incurable. So he falls down at the mountain cave. Dark mountain cave. Very dark. The mountain cave is compared to this disease. So when he's so diseased, he's an old man, not able to breathe properly, not able to walk properly, etc., etc., he faces the elephant of death. The elephant is very big, death comes like an elephant. When you see the elephant, you get scared. Elephant, suppose you are standing, elephant is approaching you, you will think that, hey, he's going to attack me or what? If elephant attacks, you are finished. There is no way of escaping. No way of escaping from the death in the cave of diseases. And to save himself, from the attack of death, what he does, he catches hold of the twigs. Not catching hold of a tree. Suppose you are catching hold of something, it should be strong, There is a saying that if you want to catch hold of some branch, you catch hold of the branch of a imli jar. Imli jar is supposed to be very strong. Don't catch hold of a drumstick jar. Suppose drumstick jar, I don't know, if you are from village, you know that. It's very easy to break the branch of a drumstick tree. It's not very difficult. Try with a imli jar. Imli jar amara samne. You try, even a small, small branch will be very difficult to break. But he is not even catching the drumstick tree. He is catching the creeper. Creeper itself doesn't have any shelter. Creeper, the classical thing is, creeper on its own cannot exist. Creeper has to go around some branch or tree like that. So this foolish living entity is not even catching hold of a branch of a tree, which have got some proper shelter in the form of root. rooted deeply in the, no? Yes. He is trying to catch hold of the creeper, twigs of the creeper, and thinking that, oh, I am going to be saved. Depending on the doctor and relatives, thinking that they are going to save you from the imminent death. Doctor, please save me, you know, I have a lot of bank balance, I will pay you as much as you want, you save me. Foolish fellow, what can I do? I will try my best. Thing is in God, you know, if he decides to take away, who can save you? He can only extend a little bit. He is not going to save. Nobody is going to save. All the fallible soldiers, doctors, relatives, friends, nobody is going to save. Because they are like creepers. They don't have shelter themselves. What they will give shelter to you? If you can catch hold of a himly jar, like the pure devotee of the Lord, who has got strong holding, he can save from the attack of the wild animal. If the wild animal is attacking, no, climb the imli jar, don't climb any other jar. What to speak of climbing a creeper? Not going to work. So in this way, here, Jada Bharat is explaining how the living entity, who is in the forest of material existence, he suffers without getting out, and to get out of this material existence, forest of material existence, is to dissociate from the attachment to various things in the forest. Asanga Shastrena, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you take the weapon of detachment, take a sword and cut the trees and whatever is coming on the way, bushes and things, cut it with the weapon of detachment. Not attachment, not trying to find out what can I get from here. Detachment. Not Sangha, Asanga. Detachment. So in this way, one actually can come out of this forest of material existence, which is very, very difficult to come out. Especially if the fellow is in the forest. If there is a forest fire, what will do? Samsara dava analida loka. Samsara is like a wild forest, forest fire. If there is a forest fire, it is said that all the animals, they die. The first animal to die is the, you know, snakes, reptiles. They can't jump and run away, no? So in the forest there is a fire. First thing is the snakes are dead. Snake-like persons also die. There is a Chanakya Pandit says that there are two entities which die immediately in the forest fire. That is Sarpa-Kruha, Khala-Kruha. A snake and a snake-like person. What is snake like? Snake is an entity who is always envious. It is also a living entity which attacks another entity without getting any attack from the other one. Suppose a tiger is trying to attack a deer because it is attacking for food. He wants food. That is allotted food for him. You don't have to complain about that. Huh? A snake, suppose you walk near a snake. You don't have to do any disturbance to a snake. Even if your shadow falls on the snake will think that this fellow is coming to attack me. You may be going this way, that for shadow is falling. Immediately it will come and bite you. Not for food. It will bite you and go away. So, a human being who attacks another person without any provocation is compared to a snake. Envious householder, envious person, who is only looking for his own welfare, not worried about anybody else. Snake, these two are immediately attacked. Forest fire. Forest fire means finished. But if the forest fire is, you know, very big, then everybody will be finished. Not only the snakes, everybody else will be also finished. So, to get relief from this forest fire, you need rain. Pranaya karunya gana ganatvam. You need the rain, the mercy of the spiritual master in the form of rain. That can save, otherwise nothing, nobody can save. Nobody can save. If the rain pours and the forest fire is subdued, then one can be saved. So in this way, here, Jada Bharat is explaining how the living entity is helplessly finished without taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees. Today is also the disappearance day of Narottama Das Thakur. So we take this opportunity to discuss about the wonderful pastime of Narottama Das Thakur. When Lord Chaitanya manifested his pastimes on this material world, he performed so many wonderful pastimes and he gave so many services to different devotees. So Lord Chaitanya sent Lokanath Goswami to Vrindavan to discover various places of pastimes of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya sent him, you go. And also he told him, at one point of time, one person, Narottam, will come, you please initiate him. He told him, you initiate Narottam Das, he will come to you. So in this way, Lokanath Goswami, he went to Vrindavan, and he was in the temple of Gokulananda. There is a temple near Radharaman temple, Gokulananda's temple. The samadhi is also there. So in this way, Lokanath Goswami was in Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling from Puri to Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, he came to a place known as Ramakeli, wherein he met Rupa Sanatan. So there, he entered in the waters of Padma River. And when he entered the water of Padma River, the Padma River was overflowing. Not in the banks, it was overflowing into the banks, outside the banks. It's exactly like if you have little water, you put a heavy object, then water overflows, like that. Lord Chaitanya entered, the water started overflowing in ecstasy. And then Lord Chaitanya, facing the Kachuri Gram, he started saying, Narottam, Narottam. Everybody was saying, hey, what is this Narottam? So Lord Chaitanya explained to the assembled followers that Kirtan is my soul. And Narottam will sustain it. That person must be such a great person. He will sustain, the Kirtan, which is most lovable for Lord Chaitanya. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya told this Padma River, personified Padma River, I deposit my intense love of Krishna with you. You please deliver it to Narottam when he comes to take bath here. Then Padma River said, oh, so theek hai, how do I know who is this Narottam? Thoda identity card laya gaya hai. So then Lord Chaitanya said, when I entered your water, you became very jubilant. You started overflowing like that. When one person will enter like that, he will have the same feeling. He will become very jubilant and you start overflowing like that. That fellow is Narottam. You give it to him. Nobody else will be able to do that. So in this way, even before Narottama Das Thakur appeared in this material world, he was already, predicted by Lord Chaitanya. He is going to come, his job is fixed and everything is fixed. He has to only do it. So, Narottama Das Thakur, around the year 1534 AD, he appeared. This is exactly the time, around the time Lord Chaitanya actually disappeared. It's exactly the time when Chaitanya was disappearing, Narottama Das Thakur appeared. So he appeared as a son of a very wealthy king. But he was not very much interested in material activities. So during Anna Prashna, when a child grows, it becomes fit enough to eat grains. So Anna Prashna ceremony was there. They were trying to feed some grains, rice. He was not eating, he was telling, as if some medicine is actually given. No, he was not eating. He was wondering, hey, what is this child, not eating food. Anna Prashna ceremony. Then some Vaishnava came and he said, no, I will feed now, I will give him some prasad. So he brought some Mahaprasad. Immediately he started eating. Oh, very nice. I said, are you? Now only we are trying to feed him, he was not eating. This fellow is feeding, he is eating something special. But they didn't know this is Mahaprasad. So from the childhood he was eating Mahaprasad. He was even a small baby. He could differentiate between bhog and prasad. Mahaprasad. So when he grew up, one day Lord Nityananda came in the dream of Narottam and he said, Narottam, today you please go and take bath in Padma river. He got up and he said, "Are, Lord Nityananda is telling me to take bath, so I should do it." So he went to take bath in this Padma river. So when he entered the water, then water started overflowing. Everybody was saying, "Hey, what's happening?" And as he entered, Padma river became very jubilant, and then she knew that this is the fellow I had to give the love, intense love of Krishna. So when he actually entered inside the water and he was taking bath, Lord Chaitanya appeared and actually embraced him. So as he embraced him, he transferred all the love of Godhead to him, Narottam Das Thakur. So when he came out of the water, he was having golden hue, golden color. Previously he was dark colored Bengali boy. When he came out, as if he was colored, somebody has colored him. Everybody was saying, they were not even identifying, who is this person, golden color has come. I am Naru. He was, nickname for Narottam is Naru. Naru, what happened Naru, what is this, you have become golden colored. I don't know, I went to take bath, it was not a golden pot anyway, but then it has become. So Lord Chaitanya, not only gave the consciousness of love of Godhead, he even colored him as golden one. He is like the representation of Lord Chaitanya and expressing the love of Godhead in the form of Kirtan. So in this way, when he came back home, he started crying. And he started singing. Everybody said there must be some ghost haunted him. Then his father tried his best to do something, nothing was working. And people came to know that this fellow he started composing, poems. And he was singing and crying and they said something is wrong with this person. And in this way, once the local governor, he told, "Hey, that boy, he's singing nicely, please bring him." So he sent him to this local governor, and Narottam thought that on the day, one night, Narottam Das Thakur got a dream in which Lord Chaitanya came and he said, "Narottam, time has come, you please go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Lokanath Goswami." Directed by Lord Chaitanya himself. So when he was on the way to see the governor, Narottam Das Thakur escaped. He escaped and he started travelling towards Vrindavan. See, he was the son of a king, he was in opulence. So travelling in the forest, again forest is coming. It's not an easy job. So he was very tired and he was lying down, without any food. He was not a trader to find food here and there. He was wanting to go to Vrindavan. So he tired and he was lying down. And when he was lying down, Lord Chaitanya came and he brought a pot of milk. He said, "Narottam, Naru, please get up, drink this milk." It is stated by the acharyas that Narottam Das Thakur's service in Goloka Vrindavan is to serve milk to Radha and Krishna. Milk service. Different people have different services. So, Lord Chaitanya, who is non-different from Radha and Krishna, tum to roj humko doodh pilate na, abhi tumko doodh pilaye. So he came in the pot of milk, and when Narottam Das Thakur drank that milk, he was rejuvenated, you know, energy. So this is not ordinary milk, to give physical strength, spiritual strength also. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya personally directed him to go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Lokanath Goswami. And in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya came in the dream of Lokanath Goswami and said, Narottam is coming, now you get ready. Oh, aa raha hai, thoda dekhbhal kar lena. So Narottam Das Thakur came, who is Lokanath Goswami? Oh, Lokanath Goswami paid obeisances. Then Lokanath Goswami said, chalo, let us take prasad. He said, I will serve you. No, I can serve you. I am just a new bhakta. No, I will serve you. Please give me up. No, you sit down with me. No, we both will take prasad. He said, what is this? You are my guru. I came to take initiation. Lord Chaitanya told me to take initiation from you. How can I sit with you? You please. No? Give initiation to me. He said, no, initiation sab hum nahi dete. You are already initiated by Lord Chaitanya. See, Lord Chaitanya came, he embraced you, all these things okay, and aur kya chahiye? You are in Lord Chaitanya disciple, ja with us. No, Lord Chaitanya is my guru. He only told me to take initiation from you. I should follow my guru's instruction or not? Acha, theek hai. He said, oh, toh theek hai. First of all, you take shelter of the holy name. Chant for 1 year, then I'll see. New Bhakta program hai. Ek saal ka baad dekhega initiation. Even though he was instructed by Lord Chaitanya himself, you give initiation, and he told Narottam Das, you go take initiation. Lord Chaitanya has approved, he has given the letter of recommendation also. So, Narottam Das Thakur, he was very humbly serving Lokanath Goswami, without even knowledge of Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami was wondering, whenever he used to go to attend to nature's call, then that area, next day when you go, sometimes, you know, in the villages, you go to toilet, next day you go, you find the same thing, you know, in little dry and, you know, sunlight, I say. Every day he was going to the same place, it was very clean. Theek hai, kabhi-kabhi, pigs may come and eat half of, they won't eat in such a way that it is nice, clean, you know. थोड़ा आधा आधा खा के चला जाता है, दूसरा कुछ मिल जाता है चला जाता है. इट्स लाइक नीट नीट क्लीन. आई वाज वंडरिंग व्हाट इज दिस. वन डे व्हाट ही डिड आफ्टर ही अटेंडेड हिज नेचर्स कॉल, ही वाज हाइडिंग बिहाइंड द बुश. क्या हो रहा है देखना है. देन Narottam केम देयर एंड ही एक्चुअली क्लेंस्ड द प्लेस बिकॉज माई गुरु इज कमिंग एंड नो यूजिंग दिस प्लेस, इट शुड बी क्लीन. सो ही वॉज क्लीनिंग वेरी नाइसली. So, Narottam Das Thakur is the founder acharya of toilet cleaning. New Bhakta program mein toilet cleaning hota hai na. This is from Narottam Das Thakur. He is the founder acharya. Unse shuru ho gaya. So, 1 year was over. Then again he came. Can I take initiation? He said, no. Wait for more time. So in this way, another year passed. Still Lokanath Goswami was not giving initiation. Then Lord Chaitanya came in the dream of Lokanath Goswami. He chastised him. What is the nonsense you are doing? I told you to give initiation, you know? Give initiation. Jabardast. Give. I am telling you to give. What is your problem? You have to give initiation. Then Lokanath Goswami said, hey, bahut ho gaya. Kitna delay karega. Then he called him, okay, chalo. So he was initiated as Narottam Das, and he said, you please take shelter of Jiva Goswami, he is a scholar, please learn from him. So in this way, he was initiated by Lokanath Goswami and studied under Jiva Goswami, the greatest scholar of that time. So there were 3 brilliant students of Jiva Goswami. Srinivas Acharya, Shyamanand, and Narottam Das. These are three brilliant scholars, brilliant students. So brilliant master means brilliant student will be there, you know. So brilliant master and brilliant student. So these three of them, after studying, they were actually sent by Jiva Goswami to Bengal to preach all of them. But when on the way, it's a long story, to cut it short, the scriptures were stolen by some decoys, thinking that very valuable. This is a valuable thing. Huh? Sometimes scripture could be valuable. It's not valuable means it has to be stones and jewels and things like that. The thieves thought that, plunderers. Plunder, when they are passing through forest of material existence, they are plundered, and they plundered actually scriptures. So after that, Narottam Das Thakur came to Kachuri village in his native place, and he was settled down there. Because he didn't have the scripture, then he started composing wonderful songs. So he used to, Narottam Das Thakur's poems are very celebrated in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. There are so many poems of Narottam Das Thakur. So he composed several and he used to sing, and then people used to come and he used to preach them and make devotees. It is stated that the Narottam Das Thakur's poems are conclusion of all the scriptures in simple Bengali. They are all mostly in Bengali, but they are scriptural conclusions. Scriptural conclusions of Upanishads, conclusions of Vedanta Sutra in simple Bengali. Conclusions. So, in this way, Narottam Das Thakur has written several poems. So, today being his disappearance day, we take this opportunity to sing one of these poems. Hari Hari Bifale Janame Gonayinu. So, I request Sundaranda Thakur Prabhu to sing this, and every one of this is a well known poem. Everybody knows. Try to follow this.
Hari Hari Vipale Janam Gaino, Hari Manushya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Manushya. Manushya janma paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya Manushya. Janiya suniya bisha khaino, janiya suniya. Hari Hari Vipale janam gaino. Gole kera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana. Gole kera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana. Gole ratina janmila kenata. Sansar visanal jivani siya jale. He sansar visanal jivani siya jale. Judai tena kaino upay. Judai tena kaino paai. Hari ફલ જનમ ગાયના રે બ્રજેન્દ્ર નંદન જય સચિ સુત હૈલા શૈવ બ્રજેન્દ્ર નંદન જય સચિ સુત હૈલા શૈવ બલરામ હૈલા નિતાય બલરામ હૈલા પ્રભુ નંદ સુત વૃષભાન સુત સુત હા પ્રભુ નંદ સુત વૃષભાન સુત જુત કરુણા કર કરુણા કર ફલ જનમ ગાયના
This prayer is from Ishta Deva Vijnapti. Prayers to one's beloved Lord from Prarthana by Narottama Das Thakur. He says, O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison, Visha Kainu, Visha. Without worshipping, it's like drinking poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for that chanting never came about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. Samsara Visha Anale, the fire, forest fire. Visha is a poison and I never tried to come out of it. How to come out of it? Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Vraja, became the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nitai. Holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madai, are evidence for that. Gaur Nitai has come to deliver. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except you? Taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is the only way to come out of this wild forest of material existence. That is what Narottam Das Thakur says. So, one day in Narottam Das Thakur's dream, Radharani came. One young girl came and she said that actually Champakalata prepares some nice milk preparation for myself and Krishna. You please help her boiling the milk. He woke up and he came to Jiva Goswami and said, what is this? He said, you are already given a service. No, your eternal service is revealed to you. Go boil the milk for Krishna. For sake of boiling karna. So then Narottam Das Thakur would sit, chant and get into deep meditation. Naturally, milk pot and the firewood comes. So he was meditating deeper and deeper. In the meditation, he was boiling the milk. In the meditation, he was boiling the milk. So he put the firewood, milk is boiling, and the milk was coming up, you know. Usually when the milk, you know, overflows, either you remove the fire, or you take a spoon and, you know, you stir it, then it will go down. So Narottam Das Thakur didn't have a spoon. So what he did, he used his very hand itself, you know, isakiya, boiling milk. Milk is boiling. In the meditation, when he came out of the meditation, his hand was burnt. His hand was burnt. When he came to Jiva Goswami, hey, what happened to your hand? He said that, achcha hai, karte raho. So Narottam Das Thakur's golden hands, remember, he is a golden hue like Lord Chaitanya. There used to be bone mark, so Narottam Das Thakur used to hide it in the, you know, chadar hand. But people knew that what was the action by means of which this burning in the hand was there for, you know, Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur is the milk boiler in the spiritual world for Champakalata, assisting Champakalata, and Champakalata will make nice milk preparation and give it to Radha and Krishna for their pastime. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur in Keturi Gram, he actually started the first Gaur Purnima festival. Lord Chaitanya has disappeared, right? So he installed the deities and he actually installed it on a Gaur Purnima. And he made a very big festival, the very first, it is stated by Acharya that the very first Gaur Purnima festival was started by Narottam Das Thakur in Kechuri village. So in that, Narottam Das Thakur went on singing and singing all night, and Lord Chaitanya along with all his associates came dancing. Lord Chaitanya himself came. Along with the associate, Nityananda Prabhu, Vakreshwar Pandit, there is a huge dance. And Narottam Das Thakur was singing the kirtan. So, he had two associates, Govinda Kaviraj and Ramachandra Kaviraj. So Ramachandra Kaviraj is his close associate. So, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadas. I take pleasure in associating with Ramachandra. So, Ramachandra Kaviraj. So, when the time for disappearance, there are various accounts of how he disappeared. So when the time for disappearance came, Narottam Das Thakur called his disciple, Ganga Narayan, his disciple, and he told him, please come with me, accompany me to Ganga. So I want to get into Ganga and take bath. So he entered into Ganga, he took bath, and he told Ganga Narayan Goswami, please take water from your hand and put it on my body. So he was taking water and putting on the body of Narottam Das Thakur. As he was putting water, he saw that the body is turning into milk. It's dissolving, the solid is becoming liquid. Solid to liquid transformation. This is solid mechanics to fluid mechanics, so to say. He is changing, the body has changed. It's dissolving. He said, hey, wait a minute, what is this? What? Narottama told body is becoming like milk. So it got dissolving. He wanted to stop it, but then it is his guru's order. No, you continue. No, he was putting more water. And it was all turning into milk. So, and Ganga Narayan Goswami brought a jug. So he took, this is like Maha. This is left over from the disappearance. So, in this way, Narottama Das Thakur, on this occasion, today is the occasion of the disappearance. So, different personalities, they have their own free will. They disappear. Because Narottama Das Thakur's entire service is buying the milk, in the spiritual world, he transformed himself into milk also. Milk. So in this way, out of his own free will, Narottama Das Thakur transformed himself into the milk and merged with Ganga. And the milk that Ganga Narayan Goswami collected, he made it as a samadhi. There are so many kinds of samadhis. Pushpa samadhi, like that. This is called Dugdha samadhi, Dudhka samadhi. You can find this Dugdha Samadhi in a place near Kechuri called Jiya Ganga. It must be in Bengal, Bangladesh now. This place, most of the places of Goswami's pastimes are in Bangladesh. Still the Dugdha Samadhi is there. In that way, Narottama Das Thakur took shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So he turned into milk and he went to boil milk. Boiling milk is his service. So in this way, on this auspicious occasion of the disappearance of Narottama Das Thakur, we remember his wonderful pastimes, how he was blessed by Lord Chaitanya, Lokanath Goswami, Radharani herself, and take the instructions from his wonderful poetry, wonderful songs, and pray at his lotus feet so that we can get a little taste for devotion to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna so that we can make our life successful. Thank you very much. Is there any questions? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Narottama Das Thakur Tiroba Mahamahotsav ki Tai Gaura Premanande.